I said 1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
People, get ready.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Gather round your radio now for Uzi and Aaron.
Can I just, Aaron Molan, I've got to give you this aged vintage club cheese that my brother sent. So
Dolphus.
This is yours. So you go. So you need to take that home and eat that.
Oh my God, that looks amazing.
Yeah, it's aged. It's cheese. It's
Warrnambool Heritage.
Yeah,
the Age Vintage Club. Wow, aged up to 18 months.
It's been refrigerated. So, but
why
yes.
is it that bit showing?
Because it was in the mail. So there's might have been a little bit. You know,
is that all right then? Still all right to eat?
I would say so. One of the workers mightn't have been as careful as they should have been when in the little delivery process.
That's actually very sweet that he followed that through, because we had him on and
yeah, he did. Yeah,
can you thank him so much?
I absolutely. He texted me last night saying, "Where's the cheese? Have you received the cheese? Have the ladies got their cheese?
Did Sash get one too?
She has got one. Yes.
Oh, that's very sweet.
She says she's been waiting 20 years for her cheese, but
does sound like a euphemism, doesn't it?
Late cheese is better than no cheese.
Yeah, that's what they say.
So you can take that home. So
yeah, we'll
put it in the fridge. Absolutely,
sure,
enjoy it.
Else that could put it in the fridge.
You want someone else to put it in the fridge for you?
I think so.
Or the producers to
maybe
take over. All right, can one of the producers put a cheese in the fridge? Someone? Anyone? One of the producers saying, "Oh, Violet, she doesn't want to do it. She doesn't want to put the cheese in the fridge.
No one wants to touch the cheese."
Oh, the cheese is it's in a wax container.
Thank you so much, Violet. I just didn't want to have to wait for the first break.
Yep.
Thanks, honey.
That's
just
good.
In case it went off a bit during this first segment.
And I can't offer that cheese to anyone else. I know that we often give prizes at this time of morning, but I don't have enough cheese to give everyone.
And it wouldn't be sanctioned. Like in case it had gone off in the mail and you gave it to a listener, we'd be up for a lot of money.
Yeah, I think people will risk the cheese going off, wouldn't they? What's the worst thing that can happen if you eat off cheese? Not much. I don't know. Mm. Not much, would they?
Like a bit of food poise?
I suppose. But I mean, cheese is already off, isn't it? You know
good
what I mean?
Point. It's like, actually, that's by its very nature, it's moldy.
Isn't that what? Yeah, I think that's what cheese is. I believe so.
Yeah. Anyway, whatever.
Oh, all right, well, we'll be back at 6. You know, the show's going to be huge.
Uzi, Ed, and Aaron.
School holidays at the moment. Looking for things to do. My wife's very big on getting the kids out and about during school holidays. She runs a tight ship, and we go. Yesterday, it was the aquarium. That was our first stop. Just there in Darling Harbour, beautiful.
Yeah. Was the weather okay?
Weather was good. Yeah. It's always threatening to rain, but it hasn't really in the last couple of days.
Yeah, it's
hasn't
rained. Good. Yeah.
So that was good. We were lucky enough to meet the dugong. Pig the dugong. It's been hanging out in that aquarium for 30 years, Pig.
Whoa, really?
Yeah. Pig was a rescue animal. Don't go la-di-da about, you know. Pig shouldn't be there. Pig's happy to be there.
Oh, yeah.
If Pig wasn't there, Pig would be nowhere.
How do you know that?
Because they tried to put Pig back in the wild, and then Pig didn't want to go back to the wild. Pig said, "No, I want to be in with you guys."
Ah, Stockholm Syndrome.
Well, whatever it is,
yeah.
Pig is happy where Pig is.
Yeah.
But what shocked me, and Pig is so friendly, and my kids got to pat Pig, and they'll never forget patting Pig the dugong.
Yeah.
I didn't, because Pig had had enough by the time I got to pat Pig. And Emily, who was in charge, said, "No, Pig's had enough." I'm like, all right, I've missed out on my pig patting time.
I just paid for the whole thing, Emily.
No, they looked after us. Don't worry about that. But,
did they?
Well, fair enough. They looked after us.
Oh, I bet.
Anyway, but you know what shocked me is how much Pig eats. Pig eats 40 kilos of lettuce a day.
What?
Pig demands the best lettuce. So it's got to be the highest quality lettuce. So, and they deliver it in massive containers full of lettuce. And these are the lettuce that you'll buy in the supermarket, the good ones.
But remember when like one lettuce was 30 bucks?
Yeah, well, we've done it. There was a lot. And our researchers said it was $12 per lettuce
at
one point.
Definitely a $30 lettuce.
So you can get 3 lettuce to the kilo. So that is 3 times 40. So Pig is eating 120 lettuce a day. Do those maths. 120 times, do 120 times 12, say. So that's how much? 120 times 12. What do you got?
$1,440.
Yeah.
Per day of lettuce. That's what Pig is eating.
But just like a lump that just sits there.
just leaves in, yeah.
Yeah, but like what does pig
apparently,
do?
Apparently pig poos a lot.
So where does the poo go? In the water?
Yeah, and they have to scoop it out.
Oh,
so the whole
God.
Day is spent feeding pig and then getting pig's poo. That is
what's
incredible.
The point? What's the point?
The pig. Pig gets to live, you know.
Yeah.
So
I'm still not convinced.
No, pig is – everyone loves Pig the Dugong.
He's cute.
Sounds like you're selling it so hard. It's like, what are you hiding?
We enjoyed our experience with pig. It was a wonderful time.
Yeah.
And he's worth every head of lettuce that he eats. And he eats a lot. He's been there for 30 years. Can you imagine how much that's costing?
Why lettuce, though? Because I can't imagine dugongs in the wild would eat
no,
lettuce.
No, they don't eat lettuce, but they eat some sort of special seaweed, which is hard to find. And that's why their population is very low.
Oh, that's
sad. So it's really tough. Can you imagine how much seaweed or sea, whatever they eat in the wild, they have to find it themselves?
At current prices, it's a little over $15 million worth of lettuce over the journey for people.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, incredible. It makes me think of who spends a lot of money on food for their animals.
Yeah.
You know? I know that you two don't have animals. You don't know what it's like.
Very happy to be in that category.
Absolutely adds up. Who's got an animal they're spending money on?
Yeah, just in time for your school holidays. Have fun creating art with the kids these school holidays. Thanks to Little Creatives by Faber-Castell. We've got the Little Creatives Faber-Castell pack. These are unbelievable. Everything you want to do if inside with a kid. 13 10 60 lines are open. How much is your animal costing you to feed them?
We used these last night, Ed, these Faber-Castell packs. They've got little kids-friendly scissors as well that Eliza was so excited to be chopping. Well, she chopped more than just the paper I gave her, but it was very fun.
It's a great prize and it can be yours because our lines are now open and we are available right now. It can be you to call us. How much is your animal costing?
Susie, Ed and Erin.
Took the family aquarium yesterday, Darling Harbour. We met Pig the Dugong. He eats 120 head of lettuce a day. So at its peak, it was $12, or even it was $30.
It was definitely stories about a $30 lettuce. At some stage, someone took a photo and sent it to the Daily Telegraph. But yeah, either way, it's expensive.
Yeah, he's eating over $1,000 a day worth of lettuce. And he's enjoying his life, and he could be there for 50 or 60 years.
Yeah, wow.
I've got two dogs, two cats. They probably eat, I reckon, it would cost us $20 a day, I reckon.
Is that it? See, that's quite cheap, I would have thought.
Yeah, they eat twice a day as well. So some animals only eat once a day.
Yeah, right.
So I reckon you could make it reasonably cheap, but some people really look after their pets and give them the finest.
Yeah, I certainly wouldn't.
Well, Dua does. Mm. What is the pet in question here, Dua?
I've got a cat.
Yeah.
A cat that constantly eats that could cost me up to about $200 a week.
What?
It's a lot of money for one cat.
One cat.
So
one fat cat.
Are you giving it the finest quality food, are you?
Definitely. From kangaroo meat to chicken to the finest cat biscuits you can find.
Yeah.
And why is that, Dua? Why do you give it such good food?
I've got to look after him. That's the thing. Like, you know, I just love it too much to sort of not feed him.
I imagine he will reject the cheap stuff as well, won't he?
Well, I have tried. I'm not going to lie. And yes, he has.
Yeah. They turn up their nose.
He knows his taste.
Yeah, well, that's the issue, isn't it? When you give them really expensive, good stuff early, they develop a taste for it, don't they?
Definitely. So it's 4 years in. God knows how many more I've got.
Yeah, probably another 10, I would say.
Yeah, given you're looking after it so well, you've probably got longer. Ooh, yeah. Good luck.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, it's not a cheap prospect having an animal.
No. So. And then the vet bills on top. I mean, all worth it, obviously, for those of you who love.
Yeah, the vet bills can really, they can do you in. Especially, there's a lot of specialists these days who are really, where their job is to keep your animal alive. And they do a great job.
I don't know if that's what nature intended.
Big shout out.
Are you saying that should be the survival of the fittest? Is that what you're saying?
I think so.
Nature didn't want
genetically
weak animals to survive.
I think that's the whole point.
It's a deeper conversation.
FanFest is on this week. Meet NRL and NRLW legends. See the grand final team presentations. Plus win a share in over $50,000 in prizes. Martin Place, we know it's on and it's going right off.
Yes, we're going to be down there today, actually. So I'm very much looking forward to this. So the grand final team presentation today, I imagine. Is mm-hmm. right? Yes, yes. So looking forward to it.
What are you going to do?
We're going to take some stuff. We're going to get it signed for people.
Oh, not this again.
Yeah.
We'll deal with it later, but you've already promised this once this year and let people down. So, but that is another promise that we're making, as well as the tickets to the grand final before the end of the show.
You're talking about Shaquille O'Neal when I did a gig with Shaquille. Yes, I did.
Sorry, if we could just rephrase that to
gig with or not gig before. Yeah, I did a gig before Shaquille O'Neal, but on the same bill. It was Shaquille then. No, it was me then, Shaquille. I was not headlining. Shaquille was headlining. But the problem is Shaquille was late and he didn't get to see my set. And so I had no connection with him.
Yeah.
So I was just another gap-toothed bloke in the front row who the MC kept referring to. And Shaquille would look down and go, why? There's so many pretty girls here. Why are we focusing on this guy? So I didn't get the stuff signed by Shaquille. So even though I did try again the next day and it still didn't happen.
Yeah, well, I walked past him, remember, when I went to interview the Prime Minister and I just froze up.
So you could have, he would have been into you.
He would have been into me.
There's no doubt that you would have had much more chance than I had.
Yeah, but I just kind of, I get this thing where I try to act cool by being completely indifferent.
Did Shaquille give you the eye? Yeah. He did. Oh, yeah. You got the eye from Shaquille.
Yeah. Oh. I think so, because it was in the top of my head, so I couldn't really see.
No, but did you see, was there a connection?
Yeah.
You could have gone back to America with Shaquille. Imagine that, you and Shaquille hanging out.
Got a daughter.
So? Sure, Shaquille. Does Shaquille have children? He must.
Oh, he'd have.
Is he married, actually?
Yes.
He is.
Oh, no, divorced and then something going on.
Yeah.
Where's Shaquille at?
Where are you at?
Well, you're going to ask Nico Hines where he's at, aren't you?
Absolutely, I am. I've got
Deli M winner.
Yeah, he took his mum, good-looking rooster. I'm ready to find him love. I think he needs someone to settle down with.
There's one man riding high right now. He's the winner of the Deli M. He's Nico Hines from the Cronulla Sharks. Woo. How many?
Brian.
Yeah, we're great, but not as great as you, mate. How many hours sleep have you had?
Just probably two, I reckon, or just under.
Yeah, that's
just under. So, what did you do, Nico, post event?
I was just catching up with a couple of old friends, Cameron Munster, one who's known for a good time, so.
Isn't he just?
Yeah, he was on a very short leash for the season, but the season's over, isn't it, Nico?
Yeah, that's right. That is right.
So what did you do? Did you go to the, I'm trying to think what's open on a Wednesday. Did you go to the Sheaf?
No, we were talking about that. We went to Palmer & Co, it's called.
Oh,
I've never even heard of it, but we ventured out there and then stayed there for a little bit and went somewhere else, and then I was like, all right, I've got to get home.
Did you keep the medal around your neck, did you, or not?
I did, yes, I did.
That's great.
So, okay, we're, we've just done a whole month, Nico, basically, of trying to re-spark love in relationships, right? Like, so the two guys here, Ed and Husey, have been with their wives a long time. I'm kind of newly with someone, so we've been together, you know, under a year. But you're single.
I'm single, yes.
What's
October actually should be our singles month.
We're about to launch a singles month. Yeah. So do you desire love? Are you looking for commitment? Are you happy to just keep options open? Like, what's your take?
That's a good question. I'm happy being a free man at the moment, but
yeah.
if something comes to the table, you can't really knock it back, or love's love, right? So if it's in front of you, then I can't do much about it.
Your table would be constantly, it must be a deli, you know, I'm not deli M, but the deli system where people take a number. You're a very handsome man, Nico. You know that, don't you?
Oh, thank you. I'd take that, but I get told a little bit. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. So,
do you have a long list of inboxes from women attempting to woo you?
No comment.
Of course he does. I don't know how he gets anything done.
Would you be open to us helping you find love, Nico?
Of course. Always open to anything.
Yes. What's your type? So let's go through just a few kind of key attributes you'd like in a woman or a man, whoever, whatever floats your boat.
Well, my two last girlfriends, I think, were blonde hair, so maybe I could go brunette.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, they're more solid, I think. Brunettes.
They're more solid.
Nice, yeah, skin. No, that, What was that?
Tan, nice skin.
Tan, like a nice tan, nice skin.
But does it have to be real though, Nico? Can it be a fake tan?
Yeah, real tan.
Oh, for God's sake.
Well, he's describing my wife here, actually, isn't he?
Oh, you're into Hughie's wife now, are you, Nico? God, that's low.
I don't know.
You will be, mate.
Okay, yeah. So naturally tanned, brunette. And what about, let me throw this out there for something stupid. What about a personality attribute?
Independent.
Oh, yes, you don't want that punish. It's like, hey, what you doing? What you doing? What you doing? What you doing? Can I come? Can I come? Can I come? Can I come? You don't want that.
Happy to receive a text once a week. That's what you want, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, I love it. Okay, I'm on the case, Nico. Don't you worry. I've got this sorted. I'm going to sort this for you. In fact, he's described one of my Pilates instructors.
Yes.
Yeah?
You actually have. She is smoking hot, lives in Bondi. Oh, my God, she's naturally tanned, smoking hot, incredible. Gorgeous personality, super independent.
Whoa. I can tell you now, Nico doesn't want a – Nico, you don't want a Pilates instructor from Bondi, do you, Nico?
Well, actually, I think I need to get into Pilates because I've got a bit of a groin issue.
Oh, there we go.
That's perfect.
Okay, we're on to it, Nico. Congratulations. Well done. That's an incredible effort
Legend.
For you.
As a nation, we appear to be sliding from one crisis to another. I mean, recently it was the drought, then there was COVID, then there was the war in the Ukraine, then there was the Queen's passing.
Threat of China.
But now it's all about Optus and the 12 million customers who've had their details, like, hacked. Mm-hmm. I just think people every now and again need to just get some perspective. Here's a young woman on the Channel 9 news last night who, as far as I know, is just one of the 12 million who apparently has had her details leaked or whatever. And this is her take on it all.
It makes me feel sick. I feel very violated. This is something that could really affect me for the rest of my life.
It doesn't have to. This doesn't have to affect you for the rest of your life. You need to do what you can to not let this affect you for the rest of your life.
Man. I don't know, man.
Like, what about the bloke the other day? I mean, I'll never forget him. Yes, Warwick.
Everyone is ripping the goodness out of our country. Yeah. And these scammers need to be stopped.
Well, I agree, Warwick. They do need to be stopped.
I agree with Warwick.
We agree with Warwick.
But I get it, because I'm someone who's always looking for something to be upset about or despaired or really, really worried about. And so this gives me some good content.
I just think we need to just relax. Everything's going to be okay.
Susie, Ed and Aaron.
All roads lead to Acor Stadium Sunday night. The Battle of the West is going to be a massive. It's going to be huge.
Oh, massive. It's sold out in seconds online. The tickets, I can't remember that happening for a grand final in rugby league forever.
Did one of the Penrith superstars, Liam Martin's mother, get a ticket? Did she?
Well, let's ask her. Good morning again, Maxine Martin.
Good morning. How are you all going?
Oh, hello, lovely. We've missed you.
Oh, look, I've listened and I've missed you too. I'm just so excited this weekend that the more normal's back. So we've got our tickets, we've got our seats, we've got accommodation, you know, parking, all of those things. We've managed to do all that.
You're ready to go. Because,
I'm absolutely ready to go.
Because last year the finals at Suncorp and you didn't get to it, did you? You couldn't get there.
No, I sat on the couch by myself. I could have gone somewhere else, but I'm much better on my own. Because the kids have actually taken a straw poll this year and the short one gets to sit next to me. because I get quite anxious at the games. Last week, they said, Mum, I was quite anxious. So, yeah, no, we're just so excited. All the kids and grandkids and all of us are going to be there. So, yeah, extremely excited. I just said I've got the big head out of the garage because we haven't used it for two years.
Great.
I've had to get the cobwebs off it, put it in the back seat, so the big head's coming with us.
What's the big head, Maxine?
The big blown-up,
Yeah, Liam, you know.
Oh,
he hasn't got a big head by any stretch of the imagination. He'd be horrified. But we haven't been able to use it, see? So for the last couple of years, because it's been, you know, sort of the process we've been going through. And I love what Hughesy said. We need to look at more positivity because, you know, to have a sellout crowd.
It's huge.
And to be able to experience what the boys are experiencing this week with the people and the fans, the fan day today, that's amazing. So the boys are excited about it.
You would have been nervous last weekend because it wasn't looking good in the first half, was it?
No, I told you the kids weren't happy with me. I kept saying, what's happened? Because you see that they get into a rhythm when you watch, they get into a rhythm. And I'm just thinking, where's that rhythm? And then to have all those tries disallowed.
Yes.
But anyway, they were successful in the end. And
the second half was huge. They were the machine in that second half. And yeah, but Parramatta, it's been so long, almost 40 years.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Look, I know my brother, who sadly is in palliative care, I'll see him on the way through. He's got MND, really.
Aww.
He's been a Parramatta tragic forever, you know, when he sort of rides the lows. I keep saying the lows all the time. And I'm sure he'll text on his iPad sort of some message. But, yes, it's very exciting for two Western Sydney clubs. I think it's just amazing.
Yeah,
it means
a lot to a lot of people, doesn't it? Sport's very special. Penrith, very special to you and your family, but someone related to you is going to the Eels as an assistant coach, a very good-looking rooster, Trent Barrett. Eels are very keen for the services of your son, Maxine. Is there any chance that we might see him playing for the Eels?
Look, I have no idea what Liam, because I said I've now moved from the mother, you know, there's a partner status. So Liam, you know, decisions that get made, I've got no idea. I don't talk to him about any of that. So
I don't know if I believe you, Maxine.
I don't know whether I could be anything other than a Penrith mum. I love the club. I just so love everyone that's there. They've grown up together.
Yeah.
There's no arrogance about these boys, I can assure you. They're really good young men that, you know, love their family, love their culture, love their community, and do so much in it. They're just, yeah, really good examples of people.
Beautifully said. Really,
it's going to be massive, no doubt about it.
We cannot wait, Maxine. Can we check in with you the next day if they win? If they don't, you know, we'll talk to you next year.
Oh, absolutely. Look, I get over things reasonably quickly, and I think with what we've had to put up, it will just be. But yes, I would just love them to win in this year. You know, I think it's going to be because all the junior clubs, you know, the SG Ball,
yeah,
the Jersey Flag, New South Wales Cup, this would be very unique. So there's, you know, it's really exciting for the club.
Hughesy, Ed and Erin.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, we've got a big prize on offer here, don't we?
Absolutely. Yes. We always do, but this is extra juicy.
We're talking about a signed jersey from either of the grand final teams.
Yep.
Parramatta, Penrith.
Yep.
Who wants them?
Absolutely. 13-10-60.
Signed by as many players as we can get to sign those.
Yep.
Yeah.
Go the whole squad.
The whole squad?
Yeah. Reserves, those who didn't make the cut, those who started, capitulated, were dropped. I want everyone.
Assistant coaches.
Absolutely. God, you say it like they're not important.
No, I'm sure everyone's important, but do you want your whole jersey just filled with names, do you?
Yeah. Admin staff. Sales.
Yeah. Marketing.
They all play a role.
They do. Absolutely. Cleaners. Yes. Definitely.
Physios. Medical team.
Yeah. Local ticket inspectors in the area.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I will be down there. I will do my best to get these. I will do my best. And that's all I can do. All anyone can ask of anyone is their best.
Oh, no.
Yeah, this is weak. The way you're coming into this tells me you've got no faith or confidence in your own ability to deliver.
I've got confidence in my ability to have a go. And I think if you have a go, you're already a winner.
That's what losers say.
Exactly. Let's remind ourselves. You did a gig with Shaq. You promised listeners, children, that you would get them a signed Shaq piece of merchandise. Let's hear what happened.
As soon as Shaq finished, there were 700 people surrounding him. And we couldn't get to him, Jason. We couldn't get to him.
Jeez. You know how good this weekend's going to be in my household.
I feel terrible. Look, my son is currently wearing that unsigned cap. So.
Oh, amazing. That'll help. Why didn't you at least send him the cap?
Yeah, well.
That would have been something.
I think I was going to, and then I forgot. So we kept the cap. Yeah, but I'll get that guy a cap. Absolutely. But people are ringing because they have faith.
Yes.
V, from Penrith, do you have faith?
Yes, we do. We're very dedicated and we're ready for the Panthers to win again.
Yeah, and so you'll accept a jersey, whether it's signed or not, won't you,
V?
No. Oh, yeah, we would love one.
Yeah, signed or unsigned.
Oh, stop
She's
her.
Happy.
But, V, you'd prefer it to be signed, obviously.
We would be, but we've also got some signed through work recently through a charity, so we're happy just to accept whatever, to be honest.
Oh, well, maybe you've got killed someone who doesn't
entire segment.
Already have a jersey.
Yeah.
Here's Rebecca from Camden, other side of the fence. Who the Eels for you, is it, Rebecca?
Yes, it is. Always have been.
Can you feel a win in your waters, Rebecca? This is first time in your life, basically.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. So the last time we were in the grand finals, 2009, and we got gutted. But I can feel it. I feel like the Panthers are so cocky, and I feel like they already think that they've won the game. Yeah. So we're going to go in there, we're going to sneak in there, and we're going to get the job done.
Yeah, you are. Yeah. So a signed jersey would just be icing on the cake, but you'd be happy with the cake anyway, wouldn't you?
I'd be happy with the cake, yeah. Right, as long as it's blue and gold cake.
Yeah.
Well, so no one seems particularly invested.
Well, no, because they understand it's not easy. The players are very focused and they can't sign everything.
I kind of want to meet some people who literally say to you, if you don't bring that back signed, you can throw it in the bin, you disgusting loser.
Well, that's the sort of attitude that we would love to instill in our listeners. Yeah, you need to be listening right now, though, because this is a mystery. We're all intrigued, Erin.
Okay, so for the premiere of my doco, which is now back on the 18th of October, I've had a lot of people asking me when that was back on. It was meant to be a couple of weeks ago, but when the Queen passed, it got postponed, and that's a doco on the cyber bullying and cyber safety stuff. But I wore a dress to the premiere, a beautiful black velvet dress with a lovely kind of tail down the bottom, kind of fishtail type thing.
We talked about this on this
we
radio
did,
show.
We did, because my uncle said it was the worst dress he'd ever seen.
But he claimed he didn't say that. So
yeah, that's
I was the one who claimed he said it, and I stand by that. But
no, absolutely, absolutely. I probably would. Yeah, I know you pretty well. I think you're an honest bloke.
Thank you.
Is where I'll leave that. Anyway, yesterday I finally returned it to the incredible designer. And so I went to the premiere, had half a champagne all night. When I left, took it off. I took an Uber home, took it off at home straight away, put it into a bag and left it on the couch.
Yep.
The next morning, grabbed it, put it in my car so that it would be my car to drop back off to the designer whenever I could. Now, that was probably 3 weeks ago now. So it has sat in the passenger seat, back passenger seat, behind the driver's seat in my car, in a bag with the two pairs of shoes, the one pair of shoes, the two shoes that I wore. It sat there on that seat, right, for 3 to 4 weeks.
Yep.
Yesterday, dropped it back finally to the designer.
Yes.
And he sends me a photo asking if I was aware there was a cigarette burn on the back of the dress.
Were you aware of that?
No. Now, I don't smoke. There are photos from the event itself, and I've looked at all of them of all different angles, front, back, the whole thing. The burn was definitely not there when I wore it at the event. So it's come home with me, and it sat in my car for 4 weeks. How did something that looks exactly like a cigarette burn, it can't be a cigarette burn.
It does look like a cigarette
burn. It does. How could that have gotten on the velvet part of this dress? It is honestly bizarre. The other really strange thing that's kind of happened whilst this was happening, I was at my parents' all of last week, woke up on Sunday morning with a thing that looked exactly like a cigarette burn on my hand. And I you would know if you burnt yourself, right? Like if I burned myself using my hair straightener. Woke up, No idea where I got it from, how it got there. No idea. It's still there now. You can see it now.
Yeah. Did you have a sober evening the night before?
Yes. Of course. Not my parents. They're boring as, you know, no one's a drinker there. But also, like, I don't write myself off to the point where I suddenly find a cigarette, light it and burn myself.
Are you smoking in your sleep? I mean, I'm sure that's happened.
I would wake up and smell it. I don't smoke. I haven't smoked in 20 years. Like, I don't smoke. It's so strange. So now I put it in our signal group on Monday. I said, guys, mystery burn. How the hell do I have a burn that I don't remember getting in the shape of a cigarette on my hand? And then yesterday to have this happen to the dress, I'm actually starting to freak out a bit and I don't believe in this mysterious stuff.
Is your new partner, is he a smoker?
No, not at all.
Yep.
Nope, he's not a smoker at all. Oh. And no one else has been in my car. There's Bryce and I, our digital guru, went down to the car during one of the ad breaks today, checked where the dress was. There's nothing there that could have ever done a burn on a dress.
I was there in the evening on question, the premiere night, and I can tell you they weren't allowing smoking in the venue. They weren't even allowing smoking on the...
Because you were trying to vape.
I was trying to vape.
You were still vaping back then.
I was still vaping back then. Well, I've given up since. But they weren't allowing that on the balcony either.
But it's a burn right when my skin is. So it was the tight part of my skin. So even if on the way home, say, I'd sat in the Uber and there'd been something hot there, that I would have felt it.
But there is a chance that someone, it looks like if you get a photo with someone, if someone's holding a cigarette in their hand and they took a photo with you, that they could have put their arm around you with their cigarette in their fingers and burnt you without them, you knowing. Possibly.
Is it where a
hand would go on the hip?
Yeah, I did a lot of photos with people.
Was there any smokers there on the night?
We were inside, so no one would have been smoking. And I'm trying to remember if when I walked to the car, whether someone stopped me and asked me for a photo, because that sometimes happens.
Yes.
I don't think so. I have no idea what's happened. I tried to Google last night things that look like cigarette burns, what are the other options that it could be, and it just had all these weird fungal skin diseases and stuff.
It's a real mystery.
Can anyone help me, please? Because I am genuinely, like, I'm a little bit worried about it. I feel like, is Eliza durry munching? Because she sits next to the dress.
Yeah, it's unlikely. Although she's a maverick, your 4-year-old. So if she can't get, you know, the chocolate she desires, she probably would just light up.
So weird. I need theories.
I don't know if anyone would have a theory on this.
Help
it's
me.
Too hard.
Help me. I help you guys all the time.
Little creatives, Faber-Castell pack. Have fun creating art with the kids these school holidays. Thanks to Little Creatives by Faber-Castell. 131060, if you think you might know what's going on. Maybe you've found a mystery injury.
Yeah, exactly. What is going on here? The dress, my hand, a cigarette burn type thing. What the hell is going on?
I reckon that's a good one. Has anyone had any similar mysteries? Yeah.
Yeah. Mystery stains on dresses. Stain
or a hole in your outfit that you cannot explain.
Yeah, it happens.
Hughie, Ed and Erin.
Secret women's business, Erin.
I went and got eyelash extensions a couple of days ago, and I've only just started doing this because I was worried they'd look a bit too much.
No, yeah. They're in now.
So these they're really natural, and anyway, it's something I've just started doing, but it's ridiculously expensive and stupid.
How long do they stay in?
Usually like 2 to 3 weeks, but it takes about an hour to do it. I'm quite impatient, but it does make a difference so that I don't have to bloody curl them, put mascara on. And so I'm a very big fan of it now.
Does it double the length of them? Or?
No, it doesn't double, but it does give them length and thickness.
I've not noticed them before, but
now you can see.
I can't look at anything else now.
He's staring into my eyes.
They look amazing.
No, they do look great, but I was worried because sometimes women get them done and get a bit too much and they look a bit silly, I think. But if you get them done naturally, they're lovely. But a lot of, you know, whatever makes you feel good. But as I was lying there, a woman came in. I didn't get to see her because my eyes were shut, but she was a nurse and she was getting just her eyebrows waxed and done. And she was talking, she was talking to the lady doing it because the lady said to her, asked her if she got Botox done. And this lady said, oh, I do, but I don't tell my husband. I don't tell him about anything I do.
Yep.
And the lady said, oh, like even this, she said, yeah, I'll use cash for this because I don't want him to see that I get anything done. And I'm thinking, is that a little bit bizarre? And then she at the end booked in to get eyelash extensions as well because she said, oh, they look amazing. You know, I might get those done as well. But could you not send me an email with the confirmation because she didn't want her husband to see.
So is that why a lot of these places just are really up for the cash?
They must be. It's so bizarre. And you guys know me. Like I'm a real open book with this stuff. Like I talk about, you know, my chin hair and whatever else. So I'm, but there's a lot of women who actually don't want their husbands to know they do anything to maintain their looks.
Yeah.
It's really, I find it bizarre. Maybe that's part of keeping the romance alive a little bit. Cause I guess, you know, there are things that I do that Todd's like, oh my God, like don't tell me that or, you know, that maybe are off-putting. So maybe that's the key. Maybe you're not meant to tell your partner about the little things you do to stay attractive.
Do you reckon they would admit it on the radio?
Absolutely. I think so. I know that Ed keeps telling me no, but we could use a voice decoder.
Well, I mean, if they know their husbands aren't listening.
Yeah, I want to know what women get done to themselves that they don't tell their husband about. Look, I reckon Botox is a big one. Probably waxing lip and chin. I reckon that would be a big one as well.
Hughie, Ed and Erin.
Yeah, you know, it's a really interesting one because I get a tiny little bit under each eye and I'm pretty open about everything. But I'm quite conscious as well with my little girl in that, because she often asks me, like, what are you doing? And I'm like, oh, I'm tan developing. What are you doing? I'm plucking my eyebrows. What are you doing? I'm waxing my chin. What are you doing? I'm whitening my teeth. It actually feels, it makes me start to feel actually quite pathetic. And I don't want her to think that the focus is on the aesthetic so much. Mm. So it's actually, I'm conscious of lessons that I'm instilling in her early that there's no shame in it. You do whatever you want. But while she's so little, I don't want her to think that it's important, all these things, even though it is.
My wife's a hypocrite, though, because she's hiding her Botox. But when I was hiding my vaping, she was angry about it.
It's slightly different.
Well, it's things that make you feel good.
Yeah, baby.
One kills you, one doesn't. One kills you, one makes you look hot.
I don't think we have to. The long-term studies haven't been done.
Sorry, one might kill you. Actually, Botox might too. How long has that been around?
Who we got? We got Mia from Guy Mia. Is that right?
Yes.
Hello. How are you?
Great.
Morning.
What are you hiding?
Okay, so in March, my husband went on a trekking for a week in Tasmania, and I went and got my eyebrows microbladed. Oh,
yes, I've got that.
And I
too.
Didn't have much eyebrows at all. I used to use pencil all the time. And ever since I've had them done, everyone comments on my eyebrows, and he doesn't know why. Yeah. Well, he's got no idea.
Was it expensive?
And both my kids know, but he's got no idea.
Was it expensive?
It was $450 and I paid cash.
Nah. So is it, Mia, why don't you want him to know? Because he'd think it's ridiculous you spending that amount of money, or is it because you want him to just think you've got naturally delicious eyebrows?
That he'll just go crazy that I spent $450, but also he will never allow me to even get a tattoo, and these are tattoos. So,
right.
Yeah, these are permanent.
Yes.
But they look awesome. Idea.
They do look amazing.
Well, yeah, they do.
And look, what does he spend his bloody money on? Probably beer and fishing
Tasmania.
And trekking.
Yeah. God. Just the simple things. But he buys beers and he does a bit of like the TAB on the weekends.
Yes.
And,
what happens in Tasmania stays in Tasmania. Who knows
what
went on when he was down there.
Well, then 2 weeks later, I had to get them topped up. Like after 2 weeks, you've got to get them like topped up. And I went home and he said to me, why are your eyebrows so red? And I said, I just had them waxed and coloured. It always happens. They'll settle down. It's all good.
I love it.
Have we got someone from? This person is a professional. Oh, God.
Yep. Do you want to come back?
I think we need to come back.
All right. Well, let's come back.
Okay. Yep.
What goes on?
Hughie, Ed and Erin.
But right now we have Emma Stoddart from Cosmetic Injectables at Imperium Aesthetics Insta. Well, that's her Insta.
that reminds me of the time when Ken Sutcliffe read the end of the auto cue and said, take SOT, which was take the package after he'd finished his intro.
It's on the auto cue. He reads it, and that's why he had such a long career.
Legend.
But Emma, you've had a long career in injectables. How many people are secretly getting stuff put in them?
Oh, good morning, guys. This happens almost every day. Every day I've got someone coming in, hiding it from their husbands, hiding it from their friends, hiding it from their kids. It happens all the time.
Is it like because there's stigma? Is it the financial aspect? What's the main driving force?
Look, I think it's different for everyone, but I think it definitely consists of stigma. I think people in relationships you know, sometimes it's the money. You know, sometimes parents feel guilty that they're not spending that amount of money on their kids and, you know, they don't want to, I guess, you know, which I think, you know, you need to be able to give yourself some love as well when you're a mum. It's
absolutely
tough.
Yeah, I suppose. Well, when the kids aren't getting birthday presents and you're turning up looking amazing. But I suppose, you know, having a beautiful mother is a great present.
It's and it's not embarrassing if your mum looks hot when she drops you off at school. Yeah, that's cooler. And then, you know, you want to keep the family together, right? The kids need a unit. Like, the hotter the mum is, the more chance the dad won't stray.
That's true. And, you know, you're more chance of your mates coming over if your mum's hot. You know
exactly.
What I mean?
It's going to help your friendship.
Yeah, new Xbox or a hot mum. I'd pick the hot mum. Go to the house with the hot mum.
Yep. Great point. News.
Glory's coming back to the Eels, isn't it?
Well, I'd no ask Peter Wynn, only the biggest legend around and owner of Peter Wynn's Score.
Aaron, if you don't score here, you'll never score.
That's a classic line.
Oh,
play the
look
ad.
At you.
Play the ad. Play the ad.
Play the ad.
Wynn's Score. If you don't score here, you'll never score.
Yeah.
Love your work. Great to chat to you, legend. Long time.
Yeah, thrilled to be speaking to you, Husey, and Ed. Yeah, amazing, you know. It has been a while, you know. We had many of, not an altercation with each other, many camaraderie with the old footy show back in the day.
Haven't we, Josh? I was just telling the boys in the ad break, actually, the number of times I've come to your store and done stories and different bits and pieces. So, yeah, good times. It's so exciting for the area, isn't it? Parramatta's just a really great buzz.
Look, it's huge. I mean, when Parramatta qualified last Friday night, just the whole town lifted then. You saw what's happened down at the Lees Club, and we opened at 7 a.m. in the morning and they were lined up. I couldn't believe it. You
know, yes.
Have you kept up with the merch, mate? Are you working 24 hours a day to make sure there's enough for people?
You know, you can never sell enough, you know that, men. So we're getting our hands as much stock as we can, and the suppliers have been really good. They're working around the clock 24 hours, as you said. So there's plenty of stock right up to grand final kickoff, which is awesome.
Has this got a 1986 feel about it to you? You were on the field there when the last time that the Eels got the job done. Is it a similar vibe?
Look, it's a whole different decade now, you know. I'm thinking back, there's not too many people around in 1986 who went to that grand from 1986 who went to that grand final, but the vibe has been enormous. The people I've been speaking to obviously haven't experienced what it's like for Parramatta to win a grand final. So they're all under the age of 36, I think, the majority of my customers, so they haven't seen it happen. They're just hanging out. Like, they're bringing their kids in. They're bringing their mums and dads who I can speak to about what happened on that day in 86. But the people, majority of the generation, I mean, they're just hanging out. It's so huge. It's just such a great buzz for Parramatta. You know, what's happened the last few years with COVID and with the light rail, and now I'm just benefiting, but everyone in Parramatta are benefiting, all the small shops, the restaurants.
Love it.
And they're all showing that there's only one thing missing, Aaron. Do you know what it is?
What is it,
I'll tell
Peter?
You what it is. There's no cars with flags on them buzzing up and down Church Street because it's near the light rail.
Get us started on the fact that cars are missing from these sorts of streets.
Mate, you're the biggest advocate for the light rail in the history of the world.
But I also understand that cars are so important for shops, aren't they, Peter? But what can we do about that? It's another story, isn't it?
Yeah, they've got to open it up for at least a couple of days from grand final. Like, can you imagine how long is this party going to go for?
Oh,
Parramatta win.
God.
Can you imagine what it's going to be like? I can't imagine. I mean, I can think back to 81, 82, 83. Of course, 1986, when we won all those premierships.
Did they have cars back then, Peter? Or like, what was the situation?
Yeah, they used petrol as well.
Come on, man.
Oh, let's go. Well, come on, the Eels.
Husey, Ed and Aaron.